Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, joined by producer Mike Kuris. We come to you from Sports Authority Studios, as we normally do, to talk about the Vikings. Another big victory last week, a big game coming up at Washington on Sunday. We're going to get to the game in a little bit, but first want to touch a little bit on the Vikings' defensive improvement. And most notable about that defensive improvement is the pass defense. The Vikings vastly improved against the pass so far this year. They're plus 13 spots in the NFL rankings and yards allowed, plus 20 spots in the NFL rankings and passer rating allowed. And a big reason for that is our guest on today's Wobcast. It's cornerback Josh Robinson. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. That's good. Off to a fast start this season.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, defense is doing well, offense is doing well, and special teams.
Yeah, but how, you individually, man. I mean, I know you want to credit your teammates and all that, and that's good. That's what media savvy guys do like yourself. But you individually are off to a very good start, aren't you?
Yes, sir. You know, you have a lot of people helping you out, you know, getting you ready, and man, it's really carrying into each game.
When we write about you or when we talk about you, we always say it's cornerback Josh Robinson. We might have to start saying steal of the draft Josh Robinson if you keep playing like this.
Yeah, that'd be good. You know, I think it was a steal, and I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. What was your draft day experience like?
It was awesome, man. I've shared the video on Facebook of just a glimpse of the experience, but it was a dream come true.
There's just a lot of lead up and build up to the draft, right? I mean, you got all the different the pro days and the combine and visits and all that. Were the Vikings ever in the back of your mind as a possibility, or was it kind of out of the blue?
Well, I did meet with them at the combine, you know, so I did get a slight interest from them. And then the day before the draft, I actually heard, you know, that my coach had spoke to Coach Frazier, you know, so that also kicked into my mind. But throughout the draft, I wasn't thinking, mm-hmm. you know, I would be a Minnesota Viking.
Yeah, at that point, you want to go anywhere.
Anywhere, yes.
And as soon as possible.
Yes, sir.
You have a couple of starts on this Vikings defense, but whether you start or not, it doesn't really matter. You're playing a lot every game. You and Antoine and Chris playing the most. Was that something you saw coming as you were going through our offseason program, mini camps, training camp, preseason? Did you foresee this much playing time?
I can't say I foresaw it. You know, it's something that I did hope for, you know, something that I was preparing for and working towards. You know, that's one of the things, you know, you want to accomplish this season.
You have an interception, which is obviously special because we didn't have very many last year, if you didn't know that. But you're a rookie, so it's your first career interception. But it came against a guy who hadn't thrown an interception in like 11 years. I don't know what the streak was. It was like over 100 passes. It might have been over 200. I don't know what it was. But what led to that interception? Take us through that play. It was late in the game. It was obviously an important play. What happened on that play?
Well, basically, you know, our front was doing a great job all game and had Alex under a lot of pressure, you know, and then eventually, you know, he forced a throw that he shouldn't have thrown. You know, he kind of threw it actually behind the receiver, and I was just able to be there to make that catch.
And you get your hands on it, and you got some experience returning kicks and punts, right, in college?
Yes, sir.
So you get your hands on that, and the crowd is going nuts because we're playing at home. And what do you want to do?
Score.
You want to take it to the house,
right? That's the first thing that came to my mind,
and
yes, sir.
I can't remember who it was. I don't know if you saw it on the film, but someone is waving at you.
Chad Greenway.
Get down. Which is probably the right play, right?
Ooh, it's a safe play. You
it's
know?
Probably the right it's play in that play. Scenario.
Yes,
but,
sir.
I mean, you can't help it in your mind. You want to get to the house.
Yes, sir.
Maybe next time.
Next time, hopefully.
Maybe get one on Robert Griffin III this week.
That would be awesome.
Something like that.
Yes,
you also
sir.
Have 28 tackles, 5 passes defensed. You're filling up the stat sheet. You might not know this. Last year, only 4 Vikings had more than 5 passes defensed throughout the whole season. You already have 5. So that's an incredible number. What's been working for you? What's allowed you to stick with some of these receivers and get your hands on some of those passes?
I think that's attributed to the coverage it's called. You know, the coaches have been doing a great job as to putting us in the right position and, you know, to make plays and being and cover guys. And I think that's what that's attributed to.
When the Vikings selected you, we had Rick Spielman here in the studio and to talk about all of our picks. And the one thing I brought up to him was your speed. And he said, yeah, we love that he's a great athlete, but we think that he has great coverage skills and will fit well in our system. And we think he's a willing tackler. So did you kind of get tired of that, the speed being attached to you as like this guy, he's a one-trick pony. He's really fast. Did that frustrate you a little bit because you knew that you had some coverage ability too, or did you not think about that?
Not really frustrate me. You know, it's something that, you know, you thank God for it, and then but you try to prove to people that you're more than just speed. You know, you're not a track, you're not running track. You know, it's something that you can actually compete against anybody. You know.
Did you play football your whole life growing up and everything like
that? Yes, sir.
Was there any player, did you watch football on TV, anyone that you really liked watching or you modeled yourself after?
My favorite player was Brian Dawkins, still is.
Really?
He's not playing, that's my favorite player.
Yeah, he's
an animal.
Yeah.
And I love that about him. You know, he's a guy that's an animal, you know, but and it's not about talking crazy or talking nasty. You know, it's a guy that, you know, he is a positive guy, you know, and I saw that from when I was, you know, in Little League. That's when I first started liking him.
I think we saw something, maybe the first time I've ever seen it in football. You want to hear about it?
Sure.
We're at Ford Field. We're playing the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Nate Burleson makes a catch. And one of our defenders tackles him, and the penalty flag comes in. And basically, you got flagged because you tackled someone too hard. It was you. Did you get an explanation for that? I don't want to cause any controversy. We're not criticizing the officials. You know, the play happens fast, and you basically suplex this guy. But what happened on that play?
Well, you know, just momentum. Momentum brought me to, you know, do that slam or whatever you want to call it. And the officials just told me I didn't have to do it. You know, I didn't. When he told me, I was like, oh. Like, I didn't even know how to reply. It was just like, I didn't have to do it, okay? You know what I mean? But I just accepted it.
It's like the interception where when you get your hands on it, you want to go to the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening so fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you're not even thinking about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to do whatever you can to get the guy down, right?
Yes, sir.
I thought the next week in practice, we had Travis Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Remember having him? He came to watch our practice, the UFC fighter.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe you could take him on or something with that move.
I wouldn't take it that far now. He know a lot more moves than I do.
All right. Off the field, I know you got a lot of interests, so I want to get into that a little bit. You have a big music interest, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What's your deal there? I know you like to sing. You got some videos on YouTube. Tell us about that.
It's just something I enjoy doing. You know, I grew up, you know, singing a lot in my family. You know, anytime our family was together, that's something we did. You know, so I love music. You know, try to listen to a lot of gospel music.
Okay. So, like, during the rookie talent show, like, for me, if I'm doing the rookie talent show and they make me sing my alma mater or something like that, I'm going to be mortified and embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
For you, that's like, it's a hidden talent for you. When you're a rookie, no one knows what you're good at. They make you sing.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually pretty good.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a hidden talent. It's just something I enjoy. So regardless of how it sounds, I'm going to enjoy it because I enjoy singing.
So what was the deal, though, putting it on YouTube? Because I remember asking you about it in training camp, and you said you weren't going to do it or your brother dared you to
My brother dared me, you know, to put it on online because I was just playing around at the house, which is something I always do.
Yeah.
And, you know, he just said he dared me to put it online, so I did.
In college at Central Florida, were you on a lot of good teams there?
On a lot of good teams?
Yeah,
I would say so, yes.
You're
sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
So how does the team what do you and the guys or Leslie talk about in terms of handling success? What are the messages you want to get out? Because a lot of times people want to look ahead down the schedule, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the focus internally for the team?
Well, the focus is, you know, on the next game. It's never on the past. You know, you try to erase that 4-1 and just put 0-0. You know, you're starting off fresh, and you just got to – you never want to look in the rearview mirror too long. You know, if anybody drove around town and looking in the rearview mirror, there'll be an accident as soon as possible, you know. But so that's something, you know, you just try to move forward, you know, try to improve on mistakes when you do look in the mirror, and that's it.
So you guys got the Redskins coming up here on Sunday. They don't have a great record, but I heard Brian Robinson explaining that this is a team that's playing better than their record indicates. Is that what you're seeing too when you watch them on film?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I think they're ranked in the top, I want to say 10, and they're on their defense and rushing, you know, so they're doing a good job, some things defensively, and especially, you know, passing the ball, and they're actually running the ball quite well as well.
That's right. They got that running back, Alfred Morris, right?
Yes, sir.
He played college and
at Florida Atlantic,
so
yes, sir.
Did you ever run into him when you were playing?
No, I didn't actually run into him, but he loves to look good on film.
He's had over 100 yards rushing the last two games,
mm-hmm.
and off to a really fast start. He's averaging like 5 yards a carry, so pretty tough. And when he's not running the ball, you got Robert Griffin III running it. And I know he had a concussion last week, but I would imagine you guys are preparing like he's going to play.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, any guy, you know, who gets a concussion, they're going to try to play in the following week regardless, you know. Try to be safe with it and things like that, but I think he would play.
All right, man. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you so much.
All right, man.
All right.
Hey, look, an advertisement in the Wobcast. Help me help you. Listen to this. Download the Vikings mobile app and you could win an autographed Percy Harvin jersey or tickets to an upcoming Vikings game. The app is free. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. You get all the blog entries, video, news articles, photos, and of course, Wobcasts from Vikings.com delivered right to your Android, iPhone, or BlackBerry. Visit Vikings.com/app. to download. More importantly, just remember, you do something really easy and you have a chance to win something really cool, a Percy Harvin autographed jersey or tickets to an upcoming Vikings game. I have the Vikings app on my phone. It's awesome. There's times when we're trying to plan something a couple months down the road and I don't know if we're home or away that weekend. I pull up my Vikings app. The schedule is right there. It's one click away. I can't remember which week we play on Thursday night because that never happens and we're doing it this year. Pull up the Vikings app. It's one click away. Stats, schedule, news, videos, everything right there on the Vikings app. It's really cool and it's free. Okay, let's talk about the Vikings game. It's Sunday. It's the Vikings at the Washington Redskins at FedEx Field. Sunday kickoff is 3:25. We have one of those weird 3:25 kickoffs again. Don't forget that. There's two things I want to talk about pertaining to this game. It's one player from each team. I think it's the key to the game for each team. For the Redskins, Robert Griffin III, their rookie quarterback, having a sensational season. But last week against Atlanta in the third quarter, he gets blasted by Falcons linebacker Sean Weatherspoon, concussion, out for the rest of the game. He's going through the NFL's mandated concussion protocol. I expect that he's going to play. So let's operate under that assumption that he plays. RG3 has 8 touchdowns this year, 4 rushing, 4 passing. He averages 5.7 yards per rush on 42 carries, only one interception. He's a true dual threat. The Vikings are going to have to find a way to containing him. Now, the approach to defending Robert Griffin III is different from the approach the Vikings took to defending any other quarterback they faced this year. They faced guys like Matthew Stafford, Matthew Hasselbeck, Blaine Gabbert, Alex Smith, guys who stay in the pocket. RG3 wants to get out of the pocket. So the key for the Vikings defense this week is to keep RG3 in the pocket. Normally, what do you want to do? You want to rush the quarterback and make him leave the pocket, make him throw on the run. We don't want to do that to RG3. I think we want to keep him contained and bring pressure to him as he sits in the pocket, make him press, make him make a bad decision that's born out of inexperience. That's the way to beat RG3. This guy may be a rookie, but he's dangerous, and the Vikings are going to have to contain him on Sunday. Speaking of dangerous players who have to be contained, on Sunday, that's Percy Harvin for the Vikings. He's the key to our offense, obviously. So Washington will make containing him their top priority on Sunday. Not many teams have been able to do that. Just one team has contained Percy Harvin this season. Detroit held him to 6 offensive touches for 34 yards, but he bounces back against Tennessee and has 116 total yards and 2 touchdowns. So it's hard to keep Percy Harvin down for long. But even with that poor game in Detroit, Percy still has remarkable numbers. He's second in the NFL with 38 receptions, first in total yardage and yards after catch. And get this, Percy Harvin, just the third player in NFL history with a rushing, receiving, and return touchdown all in the same season, 3 straight years. Only 3 players have done it in NFL history. Percy Harvin is one of them. He should be an MVP candidate whenever those discussions begin, and he is perhaps the best overall player in the NFL. He's going to be the best player on the field on Sunday in Washington. If they want to win, they're going to have to find a way to contain him. Remember, the Vikings are 2-0 at FedEx Field under Leslie Frazier. We don't lose when we go to Washington, and we're not going to lose on Sunday. If we can get Percy Harvin going, if we can get Adrian Peterson going, Christian Ponder stays responsible with the ball, and our defense, which has just been balling out all season, if they can keep doing what they do, we should come away with our 5th win of the season, start out 5-1. Not a bad way to get it going. That is it for us today. Thanks again for listening. To play us out, we leave you with a hit from Usher. Take it away. So many days, so many hours, I'm still burning to your return. When you feel the name, the same in your body, you want to, but you know how to let it go.
you know.